It's a new week, which means it's time for a new Monday Musing with Left of Lansing's Pat Johnston. Muse away, Pat.
Here's the Monday Musing for June 22nd of 2026. In the Michigan Senate, where Democrats hold a majority, State Senator Erica Geis from Taylor introduced a bill that calls for the end of the practice where employers require their workers to check their emails, phones, and group text messages outside of their normal work hours. Of course, there are too many in the working class who give more of their lives to a company or a corporation when they are no longer being compensated for their work. And of course, the management of these companies keeps tabs on who's a real team player and who's not coming in on Sundays to finish their TPS reports. I recall one time at my former employer, that being WSGW in Saginaw, when I couldn't attend an event on a Saturday. Now, I got it cleared with my immediate bosses that I wouldn't be able to attend for the Saturday afternoon event, since I had other pressing matters to attend to. Besides, I worked from 5 to 11 a.m. on that Saturday morning after already working my normal 40-hour work week. And guess what? This event to hype up all five stations in our little media group wasn't viewed as overtime by our corporate overlords. No, 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 no. This was being viewed as a mandatory event for each employee to give more of their free time to attend this event without being compensated for it. Now, the following Monday, my general manager entered my studio and queried me as to my whereabouts on that Saturday afternoon, as if it was really any of his business. I told him that I already talked to my immediate bosses to let them know I couldn't attend, but the GM sternly told me that it was not an optional event and that I've got to learn how to be a team player. Now, here I was making around $12 an hour, working from 5 a.m. to 1 p.m., no lunch, 5 days a week. And then I used to host a Sunday morning show free of cost from 6 to noon. Hell, there were times when I worked all 7 days while being paid for 40 hours. Yet there I was, accused of not being a team player. Now, needless to say, the incentive to work at such a place kind of dropped considerably after that incident. But you see, the corporate world believes the working class should work, 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 and live and die for the corporation. They should never live for themselves or for their families. Live just for the corporation. Now, State Senator Erica Geis's bill, called the Workplace Employee Boundaries Act, would also ban employers from retaliating towards workers who would cite this law as their defense. And this law would levy up to $500 in fines per violation. Personally, I believe that is way, way too low, and probably should be around a $2,000 fine. You think that would get the attention of the company? Senator Geis correctly notes that workers have a right to disconnect. Hell yes. But naturally, pro-corporate lobbyists, masked as small business advocates, claim the law would hurt employers with just a handful of workers. For instance, what if an order needed to be filled at the last minute and management and a small business would need to get a hold of that employee who usually does the order? Well, fine. For that instance, perhaps the law could be amended in some way. But that doesn't mean we have to kill the overall law. Besides, that's not what this law is tackling. Once work is done, the obligation to work more for free can no longer be accepted nor tolerated in the state and in our society. Unless, of course, overtime is provided. The use of phones, emails, and other electronic devices is just another way for corporations and management to impede in our lives and essentially control our lives. Senator Erica Geis's bill could be just another step towards putting a little more power back into the working class's hands and out of the corporate authoritarian's hands. Oh, and do you know what else I remember from my former employer? Whenever we made a profit with our monthly budgets, were we given raises? Oh, no, no, no. But we got the next best thing, pizza or donuts. The gift that keeps on giving. Leftoflansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.